Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Managing Work Smarter, Delivering Business Agility with Dynamic, Interconnected Processes. Today's conference will be recorded, will last approximately 60 minutes, and will include a question and answer session. In this teleconference, learn about the new enhancements to the IBM WebSphere Business Process Management portfolio, along with our ILOG Business Rules Management solution, and how you can work smarter with dynamic business processes. The speaker for today's teleconference is Eric Hernes, IBM Distinguished Engineer, BPM Chief Architect. At this time, I would like to hand it over to our speaker, Eric Hernes.
Welcome to the technical.
Okay, thank you. So today's presentation is called Business Agility Now, and I will take you through this over the course of the next 45 or 50 minutes. There are a number of things that we're going to cover here. We will set up and talk through. If you look at page one, kind of what the big picture is around agility and how that relates to our business process management and connectivity portfolio, and specifically be talking about some of the version 7 things that we've now announced and will be making available. So on page one here, we're going to start by having a bit of a setup, go through some background around agility and position that for you, and then we'll go through particular themes around business agility, around discovering insights, interact to maximize value, and optimize resources. And within those, we'll look at capabilities, we'll look at some examples, and we'll look at some patterns as to how you can achieve some of the results that we will talk about. So moving on to page two, this is a slide that is talking about Smarter Planet. And so Smarter Planet is a bigger IBM perspective and initiative that we all work within these days within the IBM technical community. And in fact, it sets a very good context for the agility conversation that we will have throughout the course of this presentation. And so the thing that we see with Smarter Planet is the idea that the world is becoming more instrumented, more interconnected, and more intelligent. And this is happening. It's happening around us. We're seeing a confluence of the digital world and the physical world. And within all of this, there's certainly the idea of process and the ability to improve and evolve and take advantage of this Smarter Planet notion. So, well, this is a bigger context in a key position that we have within IBM. It is very relevant and very much directly mapped into this idea of agility and this idea of business process management. So having that bigger context, I think, will serve us well as we go forward through the rest of the discussion today. So moving on to page three then, if we start to get a little bit closer to what's going on in the business world, you know, given this smart planet that we have and all of the additional instrumentation and information that's available to us, you know, we are challenged within the business world to take advantage of this because competitors are taking advantage of this information, doing things in a way that allows them to react and adapt and respond dynamically, and so you need to be able to do that as well. And so that combined with what we've seen happen in the world's economy over the last year, we have all of these forces that are taking place, but they're taking place at an increasing or accelerating rate. Consumer expectations, changes in markets, new opportunities, and lower barriers to entry because of all this information that's available. So we've got quite an interesting environment on our hands, and the question now is how do we react and how do we move forward effectively. So if we move on to page four, this sort of puts some numbers behind the challenge that we have in front of us. And, you know, these are very telling numbers in my mind 3% of companies reported that they have achieved process excellence. Well, you know, what that means is 97% of them have not, right? And so what is going on here, right? And so we see that in many cases businesses are bounded by their traditional organizations. They're bounded by their existing systems, whether that be IT systems or business systems or the combination of the two. You know, we're not really going to single out just the IT systems here, as we'll see as we go forward in the discussion. It's really a combination of business and IT and how they communicate that becomes important. 68% of executives report integration challenges. Well, this one we can point a little more towards IT and talk about existing systems and, you know, what's going on in that space. To make things more difficult. And then 85% of CEOs require more visibility into their businesses. But I would suspect that, you know, everybody wants more visibility. And in fact, this sets the context for us now to talk about process and talk about systems and how we get some of that visibility. So this is sort of the challenges way to look at it. You know, slide five maybe is a more positive way to understand what's going on here. We're talking now about opportunities. And so if we start to look at how some of our technologies are being applied, we see, for example, 60% is the number applied to a large bank that reduced redundant activities. So the idea of getting insight and understanding about processes and going through and removing redundancy and delivering then a consistent set of capabilities is an example of opportunity that can be capitalized on and support this idea of business agility. The next one says an air freight company reduced partner integration time by 50%. Again, this one's more on the integration front. We're talking here about more of a service-oriented architecture approach and connectivity and access to information. The final one talks about real-time inventory visibility across a large number of stores, and we'll actually look at some other examples later on about this idea where we can improve visibility and thus improve the business results that go with this. So moving on to page six, then, we will kind of frame up this business agility topic by suggesting that there's three major areas to talk about. So the first is discovering insights that enable innovation. What we're thinking about here is the idea of getting awareness and understanding of the processes and the ecosystems that surround them. These transcend not only your organization, but head out into the rest of the world where we have our customers, our partners, and our suppliers. And so understanding and getting those insights is key. The second major area we'll walk through is what we call maximizing the value of business interactions. This is having the right information at the right time in the right format, you know, so as not to be overloaded. Remembering back to the smart planet discussion, you know, we have potentially an overwhelming amount of information. How do we get this put in the right place and in the right context? And then finally, the third thing that we'll dig into a bit here is what we call optimized productivity and resources. And so this is the idea that we can continuously have visibility into our processes, we can improve them, and we can continue to look for places where there's manual operations, where there's duplication, inefficiencies, and so forth. And so we'll take a look at some of our capabilities that will support that kind of an agility perspective. So then moving on to page seven, we'll start now into this idea of discovering insights. We'll dig into this a little bit more, look at some of our product capabilities. And then within this, we will look at a couple of examples. So moving into slide eight, then, there's three things that we would think about here in terms of discovering insights. Unlock siloed information from inside and outside the organization. We'll dig into that, gather actionable insight from processes and events, and then leverage insight and discovery to drive innovation. And so we'll turn that one into a challenge that we can then address with some of our product capabilities as well. So slide 9 then digs into this unlocking of information. We see here the idea that we do need to get information from not only within our enterprise, but from customers, partners, investors, and others. And so having this visibility extends the ecosystem and really opens up the aperture or increases the size of the playing field from which we can derive information and thus competitive advantage and efficiencies within that. The next one on slide 10 here is actionable insights that enable proactive management. And so we've been working on these kinds of things within our products for quite some time. If you're familiar with WebSphere Business Monitor 6.2, for example, we introduced this idea of predictive KPIs or key performance indicators. And so it isn't just about understanding what's going on. It's understanding it in a real-time way and being able to transform that into insights. And so we've continued to improve our platform in this area around giving those kinds of insights for key business processes. In addition to the KPIs, we sometimes talk about the alerting mechanism. And so while we would like to be able to go and interrogate our business activity monitoring system, we also want it to reach out and touch us and to notify us and alert us as to what's going on. We also look for patterns in the key performance indicators, looking at things like the standard deviation and finding the outliers, those that do not conform to the pattern, because then we can go and understand those. So the next slide then is slide 11, is the final aspect of this first section here. It's called Insights that Drive Process Discovery and Transformation. Again, we're going to take a look at what's going on and collaborate across the teams with the intention of increasing our overall effectiveness and process flexibility. So the first capability within our portfolio that we will talk about here on page 12 then is the BPM BlueWorks. And this is a beta offering that lives in the public cloud and in fact has been available for a few months now and will continue to be an overall part of our portfolio. And so you see the words here on the slide talks about seamlessly linking business strategy and mapping in the cloud to process execution in your environment. So let's talk through what that really means. Within the BlueWorks world, you have the opportunity to become a member of a community, and in that respect, you can then begin to experience business process management. You can learn, build some skills. We have some industry-specific content out there for you to seed your efforts with and to understand how you might go ahead and represent and begin to capture your particular business. Collaborate means that there is a community out there. You can build your own community in a multi-tenant kind of environment, and you can also share and understand the latest thinking from others that are participating in the BlueWorks environment. Then we go on to experience, and this is where we actually start to capture some of the business ideas, the business intent. So here we have a set of web browser, Web 2.0 oriented tools to capture things like strategy and capability and high level process maps. And then finally, optimize. This is the idea that we can take the results and we can take the work that's done here in the BlueWorks environment, and we can transmit or move that into the rest of the BPM portfolio. So the idea here with BlueWorks is there's a community there. We can see the downstream projects and definitely would hold this up as an example of working smarter. Now, on to page 13, we begin to move downstream, perhaps from BlueWorks, if we had started with that, into WebSphere Business Modeler. This is our modeling product. We've had this for a number of years, and I'm happy to say that in version 7, we've added a number of new capabilities once again. So building on the idea that this is where we're going to capture our processes, capture our business model, and begin the real process understanding at the next level of detail from what may have started in BlueWorks. So some highlights in version 7 here. There's some new compare-merge functions, and that's in conjunction with some integration with CVS, ClearCase, and Rational Asset Manager. You also have some visual compare of process models. There's some new facilities around comparing and merging of the WSDLs and the XSDs that may be part of an overall development process where the modeler works with WebSphere Integration Developer. And then you can see here some improvements in interactive process design. I would note there that what you should see is an improvement of the time for the cycle of building a process and then testing it on the runtime. If you're not familiar with interactive process design, I would encourage you to get some more information on that. This is a pattern that will allow business process analysts and business type people to literally sketch out processes and execute them on the runtime in a way that allows them to see exactly how these would behave in the hands of the ultimate end business users. The final thing is to be mentioned here on Modeler is business process modeling notation. We are able to import and support additional BPMN 2.0 constructs. BPMN 2.0, business process modeling and notation, is the evolving and emerging standard that we use to outfit the business users and business modelers and process owners to start to capture their intent around process, while at the same time we can take that notation and then use it downstream as we implement and deploy systems. So going beyond Modeler then to page 14, we see something here called WebSphere Business Compass. And so traditionally, Modeler has had something called the WebSphere Business Modeler Publishing Server Edition. And in fact, so what we've done now is we've renamed the publishing server to WebSphere Business Compass, and we've provided some more clarity on the role that the Compass will play in the overall environment. And so the first thing that we want to talk about with Compass is the idea that it does provide you an environment for the business users and process owners and business analysts to collaborate. So much as the history and pub server would have indicated, the challenge we're trying to meet with Compass is similar. The way we're doing that now, though, is with business space hosted widgets. There will be a review space and a place where you can now review documents such as those from WebSphere Business Modeler, and you can collaborate and, again, ensure that the things that you're going to drive downstream for implementation and execution are indeed those that match the needs of the various business constituencies. The other thing that you'll find in Compass is you will find an evolved version of some of the same editors that you see in the BlueWorks. And so you will see a process editor, you will see a collaboration editor, a business glossary editor, a service editor, and a form editor. In addition to that, there's a process walkthrough capability. This can assist you in describing and sort of leading someone through a process. So rather than just putting a big process diagram in front of them and letting them take a look at the constituent pieces, there's a way that through the process walkthrough capability to sort of lead them through and go and understand what they need to know. all of these editors then are Web 2.0 based and run on the same business space that we see throughout the rest of the BPM portfolio. And so that's kind of a Web 2.0 footprint. In fact, there is a way to sort of integrate and run some of the Compass capabilities in conjunction with the modeler. And so as you begin to work with version 7, you'll see that Compass is a new member of the family, but it's very familiar and fits in with the overall vision that we have here for business process management. Moving on to slide 15, here we see the WebSphere industry content packs. And so in previous releases, we have had content packs that were very focused on the WebSphere Business Services Fabric product. So what we've done now in version 7 is we've actually aligned the content packs with all of the BPM family. And so, for example, we have capability and process maps that actually will come up and be observable in the Compass editors that we just talked about. We will have additional assets and capabilities that you would see showing up in the modeler, showing up in WebSphere Integration Developer. And so there's actually a number of entry points for this content. To the degree to which you want to refine and socialize and work at a business level, we have assets there. We have assets then further downstream in WebSphere Integration Developer, modeler, monitor, and so forth. Okay. In the monitor, for example, there'll be KPIs and business measures that map to the particular industry. The industries that we have content packs for are insurance, banking, telecom, healthcare, and then the PLM pack, which is the only one that doesn't undergo a makeover here in version 7. In general, on these content packs, we have gone deeper in some cases. For example, in insurance, we now have P&C, or property and casualty, life and annuities, and we've gone deeper down into, so we're broader and deeper. Broader in the sense that we cover more of the domain, deeper in the sense that we have more detailed service definitions and assets that you can start with. The content packs also come with an asset navigator that allows you to sort of look around and begin to select the pieces and the parts that you want. So that's the kinds of things then that we have in terms of getting visibility. And so if we move on to slide 16, we can see a particular example of real-time visibility that has used some of these capabilities. And so here we're talking about a clothing retailer, and this retailer, they had a process, although it wasn't really a formal process, that allowed them to basically, from one store, you would be able to find and sell items that were in other stores. Okay, so that sounds kind of interesting and valuable, but as it turns out, the cost of doing this through the manual steps that were involved was pretty significant. And by automating this process and by getting it codified and running in a system using WebSphere Process Server and using the rest of the BPM portfolio, you can see the kinds of results that they were able to achieve. And so this is a system that has actually been online and running for about a year now and is an example of a particular kind of agility here we've been discussing. So on to slide 17, we've now covered discovering insights, so we now move on to interact to maximize value. And so let's begin to take a look at that. And the dimensions of that are covered here on slide 18. We're talking about service-enabling applications, talking about delivering information to in the right business context, and then leveraging services and information for dynamic process change. And so those ideas we'll take a little more detailed look at here as we move into the next couple of slides. And so First, on slide 19, we talk about service orientation and service enabling. And so here we see the idea of a service bus and how we can take the service-oriented metaphor, we can apply that to people, we can apply that to processes, we can apply that to information. And so this is really an expansion and evolution of the theme that we have had for quite some time around BPM and the fact that BPM is built on a strong service-oriented foundation lets us take the most advantage of the overall infrastructure. The next slide here on the next slide here on slide 20. This is about getting the right information with the right context in the right place. And so here we're talking about getting this information into the right format. We see technologies such as those that we have in Webster Business Events, for example, being important here and feeding and being part of the overall ecosystem. And so we'll take a look at some examples of that later on. And then the final dimension here that we'll talk through and you should think about as we talk about some of the product features and functions is this idea of business information and service orientation enabling dynamic business processes. And so here we're trying to establish the linkage between business people initiating change requests and the completion of those activities occurring in a service-oriented infrastructure. And so you can imagine a business person may request some new capability or some altered behavior by a process, but yet under the covers what we would do is we would change our registry lookup, we would change the service that is the service implementation that is bound to a particular business service and thus achieve the business agility using that particular mechanism. Again, demonstrating kind of how SOA and BPM come together to provide value. So then let's take a look at our capabilities here, moving on to slide 22. Here we're talking about Webster Business Monitor version 7. The monitor is our business activity monitoring tool. Again, we've had this for a number of releases. Some key enhancements that we have in version 7. First, we have something we call a global process monitoring model, and so we will be able to provide some basic statistics and information about all processes, looking at them sort of as a homogeneous collection, even though there's different kinds of processes running. That will happen without any programming, without any configuration of the monitor. You will just effectively turn that on, and events will flow from process server to the monitor, and you'll get this insight along the way. We've improved the setup and configuration of the monitoring product, specifically around how we configure alpha blocks and how we set up security. And then if you look at the slide here, we also have some specific things that we've done to benefit the System Z environment. Specifically, you can have a WebSphere cell or deployment environment that spans both ZOS and Z Linux, where the cell is owned and controlled on the ZOS side, and maybe that's where your process server is, and then you can federate in a Z Linux-based WebSphere business monitor. So these are the kinds of flexible deployment and operational environments that should allow you to take advantage of some of these business activity monitoring capabilities. The next slide here is on WebSphere Business Events. Here, we've also got some improvements that we've made in version 7. We've, in fact, moved much of the presentation capabilities onto the same business space infrastructure that we use throughout the rest of business process management. You'll also see in WBE version 7 a new integrated unit test environment. And if you're familiar with how some of our interactive process design capabilities work, you can see some of the benefits that you will be able to get there starting from a business user kind of perspective. There's also some additional capabilities and integrations. Those include the ability to use ILOBJ rules as a decision service for WBE-enabled businesses. So you can basically have a decision service to decide if a detected pattern, you know, should cause an action or an event to be emitted. There's also some new support to get events from IMS, in addition to some of the other places where events come from today. So this is a maturing part of our overall BPM portfolio. So now let's look at a couple of examples that support the topics covered in this section. Here we see a software company, in fact, that has applied our technology to basically improve their customer support processes. And so this is one that happens to be using the business modeler, Webster integration developer, and some of our runtime capabilities. And so then you can see sort of some of the improvements that they've been able to make by having this service-oriented infrastructure and taking the overall approach that we recommend. So moving on then to slide 25, we're now through the Interact to Maximize Value section and ready to talk about optimizing resources. So let's understand what that means by moving to slide 26. So within optimized productivity and resources, we see the ideas of flexibly automating and managing processes with business rules, reuse and governed services to drive efficiency and compliance, and then effectively manage workflow to increase productivity. So let's see if we can dig into those a little bit. First, we see flexible process automation, and you know, I will tell you that the idea of process automation and the benefits that it can bring maybe aren't the most new and latest and greatest idea, but in fact, this is a proven and valuable application of business process management technology. I continue to see many examples across many industries where just getting the basic process automation put in place, getting the human steps understood and patterned, and then mixing them with the automated steps and using some of our capabilities to do that is extremely valuable. And so this is the first part, first idea within this section. The second then is to reuse. If we move on to page 28, is to reuse IT assets and maximize investments. And, you know, there's a couple of ideas here that we talk about in this section. And one of them is consistency, okay? By doing process automation and then consolidating and getting consistency, we not only get an IT advantage in that we only have to have one service, but what we get is a business advantage because we see consistent delivery, whether it's in how we check credit or how we process a particular step in a new account opening. The consistency is very important. And so to do this, then we need to make these services easy to find, and we need to have a governance system that works over them. And so that's where we see things like Webster Service Registry and Repository and products like that complementing this overall area. And then finally, then we get to manage and enforce policies. So there's another idea here within this overall optimized productivity and resources that says, We would like to be able to, again, get consistent application of policies such as privacy policies and security policies. And so the idea of WS policy and how that is handled by our service registered repository and our ESBs mixes in to provide an increased overall set of business value. On to slide 30, then, we see another dimension here called automating workflow, increases productivity, and optimizes people. And so this gets into the human-centric aspects of the overall process automation idea and the fact that it's necessary not only to understand the human tasks and mix them with the automated tasks, but within those human tasks, we need to be able to move work from various humans to other humans. We need to prioritize and streamline work. We need to escalate things that need faster attention and so forth. And so if we take then these ideas and move on to slide 31, we see many of them are addressed by our products, including by Process Server. And so we see Webster Process Server here and its enhanced capabilities. So in version 7, we are introducing some particular new capabilities that will assist in this overall idea of agility. And so I will highlight a couple of these. Okay, first, we are introducing something we call parallel routing. Parallel routing of human tasks allows you to kick off a number of human tasks in parallel and then do things like voting patterns, so you can get more interesting sort of human-centric support. In addition to that, in support of overall business agility, we're introducing improved support for migration of existing instances. There's often the case where you do need to change your process. You have some particular process instances that are in flight, and well, it is perfectly acceptable to let them finish on the version of the process that they started on. You may decide you need to move them over to the new process because there's some inherent business change in the structure of the process that you want every single piece of business possible to take advantage of. And so you'll see some new technical capabilities there and then ways to drive and initiate this migration from an administration perspective. There are many other features in Process Server that we don't have time to go through in great detail, although if we move to slide 32, we see Webster Integration Developer, and we know that Webster Integration Developer supports the overall programming model of WebSphere Enterprise Service Bus and WebSphere Process Server. And so here you will see support for those latest runtime features. In addition, we should enjoy faster deployment, and we should see improved support for managing test cases and how we deal with testing the services and the processes that come about as part of the overall overall experience. So then moving on to slide 33, we see iLog Business Rules version 7. This is an extension of the existing iLog capabilities. Some key things to point out here is that there will be improved integration with System Z applications supporting Kix 4.1. So when you're talking about the Z environment, you know, you can have rules that are effectively linked to CICS and COBOL. You also can have rules that are connected to Webster Process Server and iLog in a J2EE or Java environment. And so that's one point that I would make. The other thing is that there will be a synchronization at version 7 with the authoring environment for rules and the WebSphere Integration Developer environment. They'll both be running on Eclipse 3.4, and so you should be able to do shell sharing there. And you should also be able to easily connect processes to iLog rules through a service component architecture, or SCA linkage, that we have had for quite some time, but have rejuvenated again in a synchronized version 7. Okay, so those are some key capabilities in this area. If we move on to the next slide, page 34, we see an example here. This is a particular example where a customer is dealing with a constituency or dealing with a set of customers who still are very paper-based and paper-oriented, and the customer really saw value in, you know, moving away from paper and moving kind of online as quickly as possible. And so with a combination of our BPM technology and DB2 Content Manager, they were able to take the paper out of the picture early on, scan those documents in, and achieve up to a 70% reduction in processing time for some of these requests that were arriving via paper mechanisms. Okay, so moving on to page 35, then we see the mapping of things to the Z environment. We've talked today about the tools here on the left. We've talked about BlueWorks, Compass, Modeler, and Integration Developer, and then we've talked about Process Server as the key BPM runtime. And then you see the other runtimes here that run on the ZOS environment, and I won't go through all of those, but you can kind of see how you build up your development and deployment environment. Okay, so then if we start to wrap up here and move on to slide 36, we see kind of a summary. It says, we've talked about a number of things here today. Hopefully what you can see by the overall portfolio and the improvements we made in version 7 is that we are empowering business users. We're providing additional insights and not just information, but truly insight, the insight that's actionable. We've done a number of things to improve business agility and really support that as a first-class idea in the portfolio, and then things such as reducing costs, enhancing collaboration, end-to-end visibility, and so forth, support these overall objectives. So people are getting value out of our portfolio through all of these mechanisms. So if we look at slide 37, here's some pointers that will help get you started. We're looking forward to working with any of you that are interested in taking advantage of these capabilities or going beyond where you've been today and taking that next step. One way to get a high-density education on BPM and SOA is found here on slide 38. We see here the dates and information about our Impact Conference. If you haven't been to one of these, I would encourage you to join us in Las Vegas next May, and rest up ahead of time. This is a high intensity sort of week that gives you access to all of our technical leaders and business people that are willing to and interested in helping you out. So if we go to slide 39, the Z linkage here is important. The Z system is a key anchor for our BPM and connectivity portfolios. And in fact, we see a growing set of customers deriving value on that platform and not only leveraging the BPM capabilities, but then mixing them with the other resource managers that are on the platform and getting that kind of unbeatable total cost of ownership and overall reliability and scalability that comes with the Z platform. So finally then on slide 40, there's a couple of notes about this idea of subcapacity pricing, and I'm not the expert on that. That is an area where you can take advantage of this subcapacity idea and effectively get started for a price that's different than the traditional model if you're using less than 10% of your LPAR with these new workloads. And I'm sure if you have questions on that, we can answer them in the Q&A period and get you the kind of information you need. So with that, I'm going to stop for today. Hopefully, we've given you an update here on the business agility topic and have shown you some of the new and exciting things that we've got in the V7 portfolio. So I look forward to your questions. And with that, I'll turn it back over to the moderator.
Thank you, Eric. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A session. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. First question. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. Second question, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference, if it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Question number 3. Do your business processes support your business objectives? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Question number 4. Are you confident your business processes are in line with corporate and industry regulations? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Question number 5. Is your enterprise dynamic and flexible enough to react to changing market conditions or customer demands? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Question number 6. We hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. Eric could not attend, but we do have Shane Clausen and Bill Lawton to answer your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at any time.
Hi, this is Bill Lawton. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, your line's open, sir.
Great. Okay.
At this time, I'll turn the call over to our speakers while we are waiting for questions.
Hi, I guess I'll introduce myself. My name is Bill Lawton. I'm one of the product managers for the BPM set of products, and I focus primarily on the tooling aspect, so I'll field questions around the tooling. And then I have a colleague also as well, Shane Clausen. Shane, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. Shane Clausen. I'm one of the BPM architects, and sort of flip side of Bill, I spend most of my time on the runtime side of things.
And at this time, I'm showing no further questions. I can turn it over for closing comments at this time.
Okay, I guess since Eric was not able to attend the question and answer session, I guess we'd like to thank everybody that attended, and certainly if you have further questions, I'd like to understand further, you can send us an email. I don't know if Eric gave his email during the on the charts, but certainly you can reach me at lawton@us.ibm.com, and it's lawton@us.ibm.com. Thank you.
Thank you. This does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.